So in that case, we then went on to investigational therapy with chimeric antigen receptor T cells, so CAR T cells.
Which one?
So he got a precursor of the Juno compound.
But CD19.
CD19, yeah. Yeah, CD19.
Precursor of the Juno compound, okay.
Yeah, so he got that. Again, to talk about toxicity, many of these patients who get CAR T cells, and this is going to become very relevant, obviously, because the Novartis compound is likely to be approved very soon, at least for pediatric cases under the age of 24. Many of these patients will develop a cytokine release syndrome, so a syndrome that looks like septic shock. For people who remember what it was like giving intravenous IL-2 to patients with melanoma and renal cell carcinoma a long time ago, that's what it looks like. And then he developed this really profound neurotoxicity. And what I mean by that is that patients can get seizures, but I think much more disturbingly for the patient's family is that they develop an aphasia where they are just totally out. They are not responsive. They'll look around, they'll be lying there and they'll look at you, but they are non-communicative.
And that's what happened to him?
That's what happened to him.
Wow. How long after the infusion?
Probably happened about 7 days after the infusion.
And he also had cytokine release. When did that happen?
That happened about 4 days after the infusion.
And how bad was it? Did he have to go to the ICU?
He did have to go to the ICU. He went to the ICU more because of the neurotoxicity than the cytokine release, but he did have to go to the ICU. He did have to get the IL-6 antibody tocilizumab, which we used to try to blunt the effects of the cytokine release syndrome.
Was that more, but not with the idea that it was going to help the neurologic syndrome?
Well, right. So we don't know if it helps the neurologic syndrome or not. We tend to give it just hoping that it will.
You gave him corticosteroids also?
He eventually got corticosteroids. You know, we hold off on the corticosteroids until they're absolutely needed because the corticosteroids will kill the T cells, the infused T cells. Having said that, he did get corticosteroids, and then he actually went into a complete remission, both morphologically, and he entered a MRD negative state. He went on to receive his allogeneic bone marrow transplant in an MRD negative state. Unfortunately, you know, the biology of his disease just must be that it's just very aggressive. And he relapsed shortly after his transplant, probably within 90 days of his transplant.